Ghislaine Maxwell believes Jeffrey Epstein murder conspiracy theory. By Paul Bois on January 23, 2023. Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell, believes the conspiracy theory that the convicted sex offender did not kill himself while in prison. Speaking to Jeremy Kyle on his talk TV program, Maxwell said that she believes someone murdered her former boss while he awaited trial on sex trafficking charges while in prison. A medical examiner ruled his death a suicide, and former Attorney General William Barr agreed. First, Maxwell addressed Epstein's many victims, refusing to apologize while advising them to take their anger out on the authorities who permitted the billionaire's death. "I say that Epstein died and they should take their disappointment and upset out on the authorities who allowed that to happen. And as I said, I hope they have some closure by the judicial process that took place," she said. Maxwell's brother, Ian, told a Spectator podcast that his sister does think that someone murdered Jeffrey Epstein. In his book One Damn Thing After Another, former Trump Attorney General William Barr concluded that Epstein died by suicide after personally reviewing the surveillance footage from that night. The New York City medical examiner had conducted an autopsy and ruled that Epstein killed himself by hanging, he wrote. Other evidence also pointed to suicide, but it was the video evidence that confirmed the medical examiner's finding. "I personally reviewed that video footage. It shows conclusively that between the time Epstein was locked in his cell at 7:49 p.m. on the night of August 9th and the time he was discovered the next morning at 6:30 a.m., no one entered his tier," he added. Barr said that a perfect storm of failures committed by the guards at the Metropolitan Correctional Center created the conditions necessary for Epstein to kill himself after he had been placed on suicide watch. In the same interview, Maxwell also defended Prince Andrew, charging that he never met his accuser, Virginia Giuffre, even going so far as to say that the famed picture of them was likely forged. "I have no memory of them meeting. And I don't think that picture is real," she said. "It is a fake. I don't believe it is real for a second, in fact I am sure it is not. There has never been an original, there is no photograph. There is no original of that photo, just copies of copies and parts of it, according to some experts, look like it has been photoshopped. I don't remember her in my home," she added. Lisa Bloom, attorney for Jeffrey Epstein's victims, called Maxwell's comments disgusting. "How does she know anything about that photo? Of course she would have never received an original of it. In court proceedings we work with photocopies," said Boom. "I can tell you that Prince Andrew, when there was an active case against him, had every right to get the original, to send it out for testing, to prove the point it was a fake, and it never happened. Instead he settled, reportedly for millions of dollars. And that's where it's going to end. It really doesn't matter what Ghislaine Maxwell has to say about it," she added. In December 2021, a jury convicted former Epstein accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell of sex trafficking of minors, transporting a minor with the intent to engage in criminal sexual activity, and three counts of conspiracy. She was later sentenced to 20 years in prison. Maxwell also told Talk TV that she regrets ever meeting Jeffrey Epstein.